So I think the first one for me is too broad. And I work in a community health system. I know a lot of places you have your protocols, you have your pathways. That's something we struggle with, to be honest with you. That's just not something our physicians have necessarily adapted to or taken on. So a lot of times these patients get started on broad spectrum agents, multiple agents. So you see gram positive, gram negative, anaerobic coverage. And a lot of times it's just not something that's otherwise needed. So that's probably the first thing for me. The second one is the question that comes up about is MRSA coverage needed? I think, one of the first things you should know, whether you work on the inpatient or outpatient side, is what is your MRSA rate in the area? And that's something, especially if you're on the outpatient side, you should be able to contact your local hospital and get a copy of their antibiogram. And I encourage you to do it. And if for nothing else, it's a great way to track what is the MRSA rate. So for us, when I first got to Savannah about 14 years ago, we were 58% in terms of our MRSA rate. We were very high. And we've seen a good decline over the years. Last few years, we've been 50% on the dot. In 2023, that's the first year I've seen us dip below 50%. So it'd be interesting to track. But as I always say, if you come into our health system because of our rates, if we are treating to Staph aureus, I'm treating to MRSA until proven otherwise. And I think that's an important thing to note. What is the MRSA rate in your area? And then finally, I think the last part of that is vancomycin use. So we've seen less vancomycin use. I'd say over the past year and a half, 2 years, I've seen less than ever. I think honestly, with daptomycin, with linezolid going generic, with just other options being out there. So vancomycin use is something that comes up. We moved to AUC-based dosing and monitoring probably about 4 years ago now. And that's helped with some of our AKI rates, some of our issues with nephrotoxicity associated with that and with combination with other agents. But vancomycin use is definitely something we continue to monitor. Yeah, I think clinical improvement is a big side of that. So, we admit these patients, and I think a lot of times otherwise, unless they're comorbidities, they have issues with acute exacerbations within those. I always say, you go on rounds with these patients, and many a times, especially outside of the infection, they're usually not that sick. And what I mean by that is they're specifically a lot of times it's IV antibiotics is what has brought them in there. It's what bought that ticket to admission. Otherwise, that's what's holding them there. So that then becomes our focus is, do we need to send them out with an IV antibiotic? Can we start looking at converting them to oral? Can we piece those kind of things together? I think cultures, so we take a lot of cultures, and I think depending on your institution, cultures and how long they take to mature and what kind of information you have from those is a benefit. Going back to kind of some of the things I've talked about before, looking at previous history, what I always tell my students is that the cultures kind of work like behavior. I say the greatest predictor of future behavior is past behavior. I think a lot of times cultures function that way as well. So when you add all those pieces of the puzzle together, I think that's what we're looking at in terms of, is the patient stable? All right, what's the next phase? Transitions of care? How can we get these patients out?